For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in on SoundCloud, iTunes, and at thescribbleshow.com. More current events today. Our executive producer of the podcast, Bonnie Winters, will be joining us in just a moment. Today, we're going to be talking about the sad Virginia shooting of the two journalists while they were doing a live report, and the former co-worker who gunned them down, and then also the Ashley Madison cheating website. You know, we touched on that last week when we had our listener Colton joining us, and we're going to talk about now, you know, the suicides that are happening and the rest of the fallout as more and more email addresses and personal information of their alleged users is released online to the public. So lots going on today, and we're going to get into it right after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Go to freedom41.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom41.com.
Scribble Dribble brought to you by Speak Free with JB.com.
Thank you.
Check out syndicated newspaper columnist Jeremy Bradley's rants and raves in his weekly news and entertainment columns.
Yay.
That's at Speak Free with JB.com. Since he's paid to not shut up, God knows why. Once again, Jeremy Bradley.
So to talk about these stories, we've got our executive producer, Bonnie Winters, on the line. Oddly, she's executive producing from elsewhere. She's never here when we need her. So she's on vacation at the lake, and I thought, why not just call an interrupter at the lake, right? Let's ruin that vacation time. Bonnie, how's it going?
That's so thoughtful of you, JB.
Well, she's usually, when we're doing this show, in all honesty, she's the one who makes sure that I've got my notes. I usually have a big, it's a coffee mug of water. I don't drink coffee, so I've got my water ready to go. And then the odd time, you know, we might have a pina colada or a glass of wine. So I've got my glass of wine here today. Bon, what are you doing out there? You must have.
Well, I just finished my glass of wine.
She did. She just finished her bottle of wine. You just heard it there, ladies and gentlemen. Right, okay.
Let's be clear about this.
No. All right, well, we'll have to change that in the editing process. But so some serious stories in the news, Bon. A couple of days ago, I was just mentioning it before you came on the line about the Virginia shooting. So two journalists just out there doing their job. Let's rewind to the very beginning, because when this first happened, everybody automatically assumes, okay, these reporters were ambushed and that it was probably just randomly somebody on the street. And so the broadcasting world, we know we've got a newsroom and we've got colleagues. Everybody's freaking out going, oh, these reporters are under attack, meaning that somebody is just ambushing these people. We later find out as the story unravels that it was a former coworker of these people, or at least a former coworker of the station. And so what were your first thoughts? Did you initially think like, uh-oh, journalists are under attack, here we go? What were you thinking?
You know, actually, I wasn't thinking along those lines. I think, you and I, having been journalists and involved in all the media aspects of these things, I kind of wondered right from the get-go, oh no, is this somebody they know who's disgruntled? I mean, I can't even imagine it happening any other way. It was such a sad situation.
But it's weird now because you did television. It was a while ago, and I'm in the Free Press Winnipeg Free Press newsroom every few weeks doing our video series that we have. The Free Press newsroom, third floor newsroom, behind locked doors, you know, and then back when you were doing television, you probably didn't even have any security whatsoever, right? You could probably just walk into the building, walk wherever, or what was it like?
Well, it was pretty laid back, that's for sure. I mean, we still had the whole professional aspect of it, of course, but no, you're right, it was very laid back at that time.
So then when we come to find out that, you know, this was a former coworker of these people and, you know, it was shocking to say the least. It's very difficult, I imagine, for these reporters because we saw them choking up on the air as they were, you know, sort of telling the story of their own people, basically. And that's something that a lot of everyday people at home watching don't understand, that you still have that job to do of reporting the story. It's sad that you are the news right now, but journalists, reporters, whatever, it's a very, very tough line because you have to sort of put that emotion away.
And that's not easy to do, but that's part of the job. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we hear this guy had previous issues when he worked there. You know, he was constantly trying to raise trouble and, you know, or get people in trouble. And so, you know, Donald Trump made headlines the other day saying that it's not the guns. We can't take away the guns. That's not going to do anything. It's institutionalizing these people. Because back in the day, you had psych wards, you had mental hospitals, whatever they were called. These people would have been locked up. Not in jail, I'm saying just, you know, getting help. And so what do you think the case is? Because there's always this gun law debate, right? The gun, they're too easy to get and what have you. What's your take on that?
You know, I really have to say, JB, with all the information that's available to everyone nowadays, I mean, we really had to look around for information back in the day. But nowadays, if you're having trouble, if something's not going right in your life, there are so many ways to access help, and I'm really wondering what the problem is. I'm baffled. Why aren't people going to get the help they need when it's so readily available and accessible?
I think, though, that being in Canada, it's a little bit different because I was just, you know, texting with one of my American friends yesterday, actually, who was saying that, you know, he's got to go for a CT scan every year. That's $7,000 right there. So the help in Canada, a little bit cheaper because sometimes you don't pay anything. So not quite, you know, as easy in the U.S. So maybe is it a healthcare thing? Maybe if healthcare was free, it might be a different story.
Well, you've got a good point there. Maybe that's part of the problem right there.
You know, one of the comments that I had in my newspaper column as well, I had written in my To the Point column this week, was that, you know what, drugs are illegal, though, but yet people still find a way to get them, grow them, sell them, everything. So, you know, I think that Trump, to a point, is right. I mean, making the gun laws stricter isn't going to get the ones off the street that are there now.
Exactly. They have their ways of finding what they want.
You know a lot of people, just like I know a lot of people, Canadians, Americans, people from wherever. Do you know anyone in Canada, aside from, let's say, like a hunter, do you know anybody who owns a gun?
Oh, of course I do. Okay. I live in the country,
JB. Okay, so you're not going to illustrate my point then. My point was that I don't know anyone who owns a gun, and I know people across Canada. But I guess, yes, that's right. Bonnie doesn't live in the city. She's a rural folk. And so, yes, okay, that's fine. Let's move on because
we have varmints we have to take care of out in the country, you know.
Oh,
so
you know
I'm talking about four-legged.
You know, I don't like hearing about that, Bon. But what about, though, the idea that something like this is going to spawn copycat shootings? Now, the example that I gave the other day was, before we knew this was a former coworker of these people, is that now it's going to become this trend. Remember back in the day, it used to be, you know, jumping behind the reporter and waving, right? When you saw them, that, you know, they were on TV in your neighborhood, you'd run outside, you'd wave. Then the next thing was grabbing the microphone and saying, "Hi, Mom," right? That was kind of the next thing. After that, it was the bleep her right in the bleep thing that is, you know, still kind of happening every once in a while, where the, you know, a guy will run up or shout from behind the female reporter, "Bleep her right in the bleep." Mm-hmm. We have an idea what that means. And
yeah, they keep trying to push it a little further and see how much they can outdo the previous person, right?
Right. So now we've got this situation where this guy. Now, he's videotaped it as well, right? So he's wearing a camera, videotaping himself going and assassinating these people, essentially. Now, if you watch the video from his vantage point, you actually see that he walks up to the scene where they're filming. I was about to say shooting. That's not what I mean. Where they were filming the segment. And he pulls out the gun, but then I believe, because the cameraman is not on the reporter and her guest at the time, he doesn't shoot right then. He waits for the cameraman to pan back to the reporter and the guest, and then that's when his gun comes up again. So again, my point is that, you know, now we see that Zeke realizes that the reporter is outside. Hey, grab the gun from the baby's room and let's go and blow her head off, because this is live on television. Everybody's going to see that. Do you think this will spawn copycat shootings?
Boy. Oh, JB. You know, you almost don't even want to entertain the thought. You don't even want to go there. You don't even want to speak to that. You know what I mean? It's I don't even know what to say. I honestly don't know what to say.
Do you think that more reporters doing live reports will be... it's going to be even scarier. Like, we've heard that some TV stations are even hiring security when these females are out there doing their reports.
Can you blame them?
Well,
really?
No.
I mean, it's really, the whole situation is scary. It really is. And yet, you don't want to be controlled by something like that. I mean, you really don't. You want to have that freedom of press and so on, but you can't help but wonder. I mean, you hope there aren't that many crazies out there who would even entertain the thought, but who knows? Who knows?
Well,
I hope this hasn't set a precedent. Well, I can say.
You know, it's funny because you would have said that about this scenario a week ago, earlier this week, that you would never think that somebody's going to strap a video camera onto himself and then go stand 3 feet away from a reporter doing a live hit and essentially blow her head off. I mean, that's just not... you just wouldn't think that would happen.
No. No. But look how many people who have... who knows what kind of disputes with who knows who in the media nowadays. You just never know what people are going to take from that and what they're going to do with that. So we can only hope that it won't go any further.
Let's talk about this, though, because what I find fascinating, USA Network, a television network, had a similar scene in their show Mr. Robot, and the season finale was supposed to be Wednesday night, and that's obviously when this shooting had happened. And so the network had said in a statement, "The previously filmed season finale of Mr. Robot contains a graphic scene similar in nature to tragic events in Virginia. Out of respect to the victims, their families and colleagues, and our viewers, we are postponing the episode. Our thoughts go out to all those affected during this difficult time." So it's one thing that it's offensive, it's saddening, it's heartbreaking, it's tragic when it's really happening. But then why would USA Network, and I'm not singling them out, I'm saying any television production company, any TV network, they're putting that kind of programming on the air. Why is it entertaining to see when it's pretend, but then when it actually happens, we're shocked and stunned?
Well, that is a good point. But I think what's happening, too, is people are becoming desensitized to this sort of thing. And we just, people tend to just say to themselves, you know, good Hollywood filming there. And it's really, you know, they've done this kind of thing before, though. Remember way back when? Well, of course, you weren't here way back when, but...
No.
I mean, they have had situations where they haven't released a major motion picture and things like that when there's been... horrific incidents that have happened. And I mean, I give a lot of credit to the company for holding back on issuing that show. That's a good thing. But it's still entertainment, if you want to call it that, when it's a television show or a movie. I mean, I don't usually watch that kind of stuff anyway, but I know a lot of people who do. I'm more a comedy person. I like to watch the comedy shows, but...
Interesting...
Personal preference.
So here's the thing. Now, we can talk about it being fictional because it's a scripted drama or series or whatever it is. That's one thing. And people can say, well, nobody really died. It's just like a video game. It's just like a whatever. It's not real. But then you've got the shows like your Datelines, your 48 Hours, your, you know, any of those other shows. And so those are entertainment because for the most part, and it's funny, probably I would say 9 out of 10 episodes of Dateline, and I do watch the show, 9 out of 10 episodes of Dateline are a murder case. And it's a murder with a divorce, or a cheater, or insurance money, or something. You know, I've watched them long enough that I can figure out how they produce the show. Like, I see where the story's going. So here, this is, you know, it's considered a new, and it's part of an NBC News lineup, that they have a show like this, they are making money telling somebody's story about their tragic murder.
Right, right. Yeah. So, well, and, you know, another thing, too, I mean, aside from Dateline, I can't see the point in even putting that stuff on. I mean, who needs to see more of that when you get enough in the news? But when you're watching just day-to-day television, you know, evening television, shows like, for instance, Castle. I love watching that show, The Writer. I mean, you and I are writers. We love watching stuff about writers and newsrooms and things like that. And I have stood back a few times and thought to myself, oh, my gosh, somebody's going to think about that show. And it's going to give them ideas, you know, and that's another thing. That's another angle. I mean, some of these shows come up with some very creative murder suggestions and things like that. And I often wonder, are some of these things going to be picked up on and used?
Somebody had posted on Facebook the shooter's video, like the vantage point that he, of his camera that he was wearing, and I found it. I'll say the word funny. I found it funny that the person posted the video and then in all caps said, you know, this is tragic, so horrific, so sad, so gross, don't watch this, but then included the link to watch it.
Oh, no, really?
So what is the point of that? Because social media, you know, this video, you know, it's at first nobody wanted to see it, right? And then now everybody's wanting to see it out of curiosity. And, you know, it's weird, right? Because as society, it's the same thing. Like when I went to a hockey game, the very first hockey game that I went to, I looked away when there was the first fight within the first like 2 minutes of the game. I could feel my face really getting hot, but that's actually when everybody in the crowd ramped up and was going crazy because it was a fight. So I'm sitting here going, isn't the point of this to shoot around that little black rubber thing and get it into a net?
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why I don't watch hockey very often.
Right. Now,
like, what's the point?
Right. So now about the video here.
I know what you're saying. I totally understand that. I mean, I haven't watched the video. I don't want to watch the video. I think more, too, out of respect for the poor families here, to for them to know that people are going online and watching this out of curiosity or whatever their reasoning is. I mean, that's so hard for the families and the friends. That's really terrible.
What was hard is that, you know, we heard that these two people were in relationships with their coworkers, right? And one of them, if I'm not mistaken, was in the control room watching. Now, you've been in a control room, you've worked a camera, you know, is that when TV viewers, when you're not seeing it, you're still in the control room seeing all of the cameras live. So let's say the shot is of the people out on the scene in the field doing their live hit. Well, the cameras all in the studio are still showing you everything in the control room. So even though they cut back to the anchor in the studio, that shot from outside is still being seen in the control room. And so you can only imagine what those people were thinking when they're sitting there going, you know, like, what's happening, right? There's no way that, let's move this camera so we can see what's actually happening. Because when the cameraman fell, obviously his camera's just shooting the ground is what we, you know, is what you see.
Right.
So I can only imagine what they were thinking in that control room. That was, you know, a shocking moment, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure their minds just shut down momentarily. They just couldn't fathom what they think they just saw. You know, I just feel so bad for those people, all of them. It's something they will have in their head forever.
And we did, for the record, on Wednesday, send an email from our office to the television studio with our thoughts and condolences as well. We did do that. Now, on the subject of his video, him being the shooter, and we do have to go for a break, so we'll try to get this in as quickly as possible. From his video vantage point, now, earlier today online, I saw that there is a conspiracy video. They're saying that this video is a conspiracy. Here's why. Now, Bon, if you haven't seen his video, you probably won't understand what we're going to talk about. But so from the shooter's point of view, the people are questioning why, for about 45 seconds, he pulls out a gun. The people don't even look or acknowledge him, like they don't see him. And then he waits for the camera guy to turn back around and what have you. Then, in his video, he pulls out the gun and he shoots at this anchor, at this reporter, and point blank range, and she turns and runs away. So what they're saying is, if somebody gets shot at point blank range, you are going to have blood, you're going to fall to the ground, you're going to do whatever. So if she was hit that many times, she runs away. So that's one thing. Then they're saying that if this was a black man who was doing it, when he holds up his arm and you see the gun come into the shot, why is his skin color on his wrist and his hand almost the same color as the white reporter? So there's this conspiracy video going around now saying that this was a fake shooting. None of this actually happened. None of this is real. What do you think about something like that? Because we saw the conspiracy theories with 9/11 and all these other things, right?
My goodness. What next? Oh, that's pretty sad. Even the thought. And I mean, whether it's true or not, if anybody came up with an idea like that, I mean, that's pathetic.
All right. Well, speaking of pathetic, the Ashley Madison website hack. Bond's been in a marriage for a very long time. We're going to talk about that and the fallout from the Ashley Madison website hack when we come back.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
Scribble Dribble brought to you by Speak Free with JB.com.
Thank you.
Check out syndicated newspaper columnist Jeremy Bradley's rants and raves in his weekly news and entertainment columns.
Yay.
That's at speakfreewithjb.com. Since he's paid to not shut up, God knows why. Once again, Jeremy Bradley.
JB here back on the Scribble, joined again by our executive producer, Bonnie Winters. You know we mean business when we bring in the EP. She's vacationing at the cottage. And Bonnie, you know, we were talking about the tragic Virginia shooting with the television journalists. Now, Ashley Madison, we talked about it last week on the show when we had 19-year-old Colton, one of our listeners, calling in. And there's been a bit of a development in that story. We're now hearing some of these people that were busted on the website, there's been some suicides happening. So to recap, this website was hacked. Millions of people had their user information posted online and embarrassed the hell out of them. So the question becomes, one, do you feel sorry for these people that they've now been exposed? And two, I don't even know that there's actually probably a 2, 3, and a 4. Do you blame the people who make these websites and have the platform for these people? Because cheaters are going to cheat. Doesn't matter if you have a website, a phone, a singles night, a grocery store, whatever. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. So what are your thoughts on this whole cheating website, first off?
Well, when I first heard about it, JB, I couldn't stop laughing. I thought,
okay. She's a grandmother, by the way.
Right away, you know somebody's going to hack into that thing. Really. It's a challenge. It's like they just put it out there for the hackers to jump on board. I mean, really, what were these people thinking? Not only the people who put it together, but the people who actually joined? I can't help but laugh. I really can't. I mean, it's sad that people went so far as to commit suicide. I mean, what do you say to their family and their friends when somebody commits suicide over something like that? But my gosh, if you're going to put yourself out there like that in such a ridiculous situation, what do you expect, really?
Have you ever had a time where, you know, maybe something happened in your relationship and you kind of questioned the hubby and thought, is he being totally honest with me?
Oh, of course. Do you really think his marriage is 100% perfect? Not one bit. We've definitely had our ups and downs.
But enough about the sex, Bon.
You either decide to stay or you decide to walk and you just do the juggle and you figure out in your own head what's going to be beneficial here. I would never expect anybody to stay in an abusive relationship. But if you're having issues that really you sometimes have to turn the other cheek, I'm not saying you're going to turn the other cheek if one partner has been unfaithful. Absolutely not. But there are so many other reasons that people use for splitting up and cheating on their spouse and so on and so forth. And I know a number of people, friends of mine, that have actually split and gotten back together. So there are ways of working things out.
Do you think that, like, you know, in some relationships, a lot of people have passwords on their phones because there's personal information on it. And so there's two sides to that debate. Is one, I've got nothing to hide, so my partner can have my password, I don't care. Or two, if your partner's coming to you and wanting to see your phone and questioning you, is there something wrong in your relationship?
Absolutely, there's something wrong in your relationship. If you have anything on your phone or your computer or whatever it is, and your spouse is having to question it, then, yeah, something's wrong.
Tell me some of the things that you would find on your partner's phone that you would say, that's cheating.
I haven't found anything yet.
No, I'm not saying, yet. See, she's looking for it, though, yet. No, I'm saying, well, let's, you know.
No, what I would think, if someone else is having an issue, well, if there's names you're not familiar with on his friends list, and he doesn't have a very good, well, I don't want to say excuse or explanation, then, I'd be a little, I mean, everybody that my husband has on his friend list and everyone I have on my friend list, we know who they are. I mean, maybe not personally, face to face, but we keep pretty open about our communications with other people and so forth.
How do you know they're not just a code name for somebody else?
Well, I would say most of these people are people from, you know, his workplace or other areas in his life that I'm also familiar with. We don't have any secret things that we do outside of our marriage, so.
But you know what's interesting, Bon, is that neither did these Ashley Madison spouses. Well, you'd think, right? I mean, the people had no clue that their spouses were cheating. So what we're going to...
I don't know about that. I really don't.
So what we're going to do to close out the show, Bon, is we're going to... We've got the database up. We're going to enter in your husband's email address and see if he's got a profile.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah. Shall we do it live on the radio?
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I know you're not going to find anything.
We'll do it off the air, and then we'll talk to a single Bonnie Winters next week on the show. On that note, Bonnie Winters, thank you so much for joining us. Great talking with you. Enjoy the lake.
Hey, you take care, too, and come out and see me sometime.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Brathen. It's all going down right now on Twitter at The Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
Jeremy Bradley here back on The Scribble in our final remaining minute, literally our final remaining minute. Would love to hear your thoughts on the stories today. JB@JBOnAir.com is my email address. JB@JBOnAir.com. the Ashley Madison hacking scandal and the tragic Virginia shooting and murder of the journalists. JB at jbonair.com, and you just heard Larson say our Scribble Twitter handle is at The Scribble Show. So at The Scribble Show and thescribbleshow.com and iTunes, SoundCloud. Thanks to everybody who subscribes and downloads and shares and provides your feedback. Again, my email address, jb at jbonair.com. Having such a great time chatting current events with our listeners and colleagues and coworkers. Maybe we'll do it again next week. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat,